Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Scorpio's Talking, and today is August 24th, 2017. Michael and I were discussing who goes first. I said, well, I know what day it is. He goes, okay, you can go. So I'm broadcasting here from the bright red desk on the Upper East Side, and Michael, you are up there in the beautiful country.
Beautiful country. I'm in Hudson, New York.
Mm-hmm.
It is very pretty out.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful day today. You know what I did yesterday? I went to the beach.
Where?
I went to the beach all summer. Because the Fire Island house.
Yeah, yeah.
Lido Point on Long Beach. And I have a friend who has an apartment on the beach. And we went and hung out by her pool. And I slept in the sun. And I got a little sunburn on my nose. And I feel very, you know, I always like it when I have a little color. You know, I know you're not supposed to do that anymore. But I like a tan. And this was really the first day I've actually sat in my bathing suit in the sun all summer long. Because when I was on Fire Island, it was a cold day, it was rainy, and I didn't even go to the beach. Plus, it was still too cold to go in the water, you know, because it doesn't get warm up here for a while. But this was actually like in the water. They have a little noodle things we got to float on. So it was great. And I got a little sunburn on my nose, so I have a little red nose that'll peel in a couple of days. But it was wonderful, and we had lobster, and we had fried clams, and and macaroni and salad, and ham sandwiches by the beach, and I made my gazpacho. I have a fabulous new recipe for gazpacho because I got all these friggin' tomatoes from the community-sponsored agriculture, and it was orange because it was a little – I was looking at it going, why is it orange? And I realized I'd used yellow tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
You know, and yellow and red make orange. I learned that at one point. But I was like, why is my gazpacho orange? But boy, is it good. So I had a really nice week with the eclipses making everybody crazy and clients, you know, kind of falling off the walls and stuff. So, and my dad's in the hospital, so prayers, please, from folks listening to the show. He's in with congestion. The eclipse is in his first house. Congestion and temperature and bladder infections. The trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to drain the stuff out of his neck and stuff like yesterday, and he was not happy. He was not happy. So. Peggy says, you know, he's a big guy. When he doesn't like something, I'm like, trust me, I know what he's like when he doesn't like something. He might be old and in a wheelchair now, but he's an Aries. They're tough, man. So, yeah. So prayers for Dad. And life is interesting, you know. The world is a crazy place. What's going on in your world, Mr. Michael?
In my personal world.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the world, how is it reflecting for you?
I'm staying very present, which mm-hmm. for me means watching how anxious I get sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also am watching and trying to acknowledge, because there's some very easy functioning things that I'm not good at, and I've been doing them.
Oh, wow, okay. You're working with your, what's that called, less developed stuff?
No, it's just
Inferior functions?
Yeah, executive functioning difficulties. But anyway, I'm doing them and allowing, and doing them with kindness rather than you're an idiot.
Right.
The whole time. And I still think something's building.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so I, of course, just wish it was over already, but whatever. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But it feels like something's building. And then here in Hudson, there's a drug war. So there's lots of shootings and press conferences to the community. That there is a huge amount of extra police presence from the state. And
oh, the state's there, too.
Oh, yeah, everybody's here.
Mm-hmm.
So it will probably resolve itself, but because of all the stupid bickering and non-functioning
mm-hmm.
At the local governmental level, I think half the police force kind of walked out.
Really?
And so that allowed an opening for some bad guys to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. But it's not unexpected.
Right.
And so if it's not unexpected and then it happens, mm-hmm. one would hope that they would do something.
Right. There would be an appropriate response.
Right. But I keep seeing on the national level things, more examples of complete lunacy,
mm-hmm.
and nothing seems to be happening.
Right.
So just the way I'm built, I don't do well with that. I like, if you see something,
mm-hmm.
you at least take responsibility for it if it happens again and go, this is happening again because I'm allowing it.
Right. And somehow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're all going along for a ride that I don't like being charged for. I hate sitting in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
I hate sitting in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the color of this car.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. Because I keep expecting something to happen to, like, jolt everybody.
Yeah, no, I think it will. I think it will. It's a rocking and rolling time. Plus, we had the eclipse on Monday.
Right.
Did you watch it?
No.
No, okay. Well, it was kind of, it struck me as it was like a little unity thing. Everybody was bonding and cheering in their respective viewing areas. You know, they were under the eclipse watching it. And it was like, oh, okay. And then somebody came to Tuesday and said Lincoln, all the Lincolns were on, there were a lot of Lincoln cities that were on the line of the eclipse, which I thought was interesting. And then we had a thing, I did a thing in my group, you know, I do on Tuesday nights, where one of the women wanted to look up the white supremacist chart, the founding of the white supremacists, which we dated to, Wikipedia had a date for a speech in Savannah called the Cornerstone Speech by this guy who was the vice president of the Confederacy. So we used that date, and interestingly, that chart is really active, obviously, right now, because the white supremacists are up and running. But we read the quote of who it was, and this new woman who, I mean, I've seen her before, but she doesn't normally come to the group, she stuck her hand up and she said, "He's my relative." And we were like, "What?" And she was raised in the South, and she had been told Jefferson Davis was the true president of the United States. And, you know, she had this whole wall in her house with her ancestors going back to that guy and came from him. And it kind of took the room's breath away. And, of course, you know, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It was like the synchronistic moment where we were working and looking at the chart and understanding how that there was a big T-square in that chart that's now in a grand trine and fire in the sky. So it's this illumination of that energy. And the eclipse is right on that chart. From that cornerstone speech, we're laying the cornerstone for a country that, you know, represents, you know, this distinction of this hierarchy. Negroes are inferior to whites, but it also was, you know, the moment when, you know, if you look back and say when something happens, but the fact that that chart so closely matched the stuff going on in the sky now in what's called a natal excitation. So I think the other part that we're really seeing with the eclipse is the sun going away, which is the masculine principle, because it comes up, stays the same size, and then sets, never changes, in the same path through the heavens. Moon changes every month, in and out, weaves and ebbs and flows. That's the more lunar phase. So the lunar took out the solar, which is what the eclipse energy was. So there's a surgence of the emotions and the feelings, very strong. In your case, it's a drug war, fighting for territory. And before Michael came on, he was telling me a story of his neighbor where the guys were like, "I'm going to come get your phone." And it was a, you know, and so she...
No, they did.
They did come get it, yeah. But then,
I mean, the short version is, there's a lot of stuff going on at the end of our block, and I have friends who live overlooking it, and stuff was happening. And this was 10 in the morning while
yeah.
she was... In her car waiting for her husband, and she filmed it, and they came, and they could have harmed her. It was menacing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole different level of crap than we're used to.
Yes, yes, yes. And understand that menacing energy, you know. And then I went to see Dave Chappelle, and he was referring to them as the Tiki Torch Boys. And I'm like, you know, it's a diminution, but, you know, these guys are scary, but they're also Tiki Torch Boys, you know. And it's this constant bouncing between, at least in my world, between this, is that really happening? To, no, I don't want that to happen. What's going on? You know, no, and kind of this, it's very incredulous, you know. Incredulous is the feeling I'm having, you know, that's a feeling. But it's like, what are you doing? What? And that energy of really, you know, how do we work with that on a different level? Or how do we work with that in general, you know? So
work with what?
That back and forth of, you know, they were, you know, she's sitting in the car waiting for her husband, and then she's threatened by drug dealers. Right. I mean, your reality, your daily reality has got some kind of bizarre argument in it, or some bizarre kind of moment in it. You know?
Well, I think.
I mean, we had it with this woman saying, "He's my relative."
Yeah.
And then bursting into tears. You know,
uh-huh.
The whole room kind of got quiet. You know, we didn't.
But what was the meaning of it?
What was the meaning? What?
What
well,
was...
for her, it was. She said she felt it was healing. You know, to come to this meeting and then have her relative's words read out to her, you know.
But what was healing?
That we were talking about it.
No. I mean, did she think that he was a good guy?
No.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
So for me, it's that the back and forth is I keep being, it's like I keep being pushed back and forth through a fine membrane.
Yes.
Like I'll be at the cutting edge of my or my learning edge of something that is evolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm trying to figure something out that's affecting a number of children, and it's being, I think, misdiagnosed, and I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on it with some other people and making some progress. And then the next thing will be something deeply stupid and about somebody who's the latest emanation from somebody who's always a victim,
mm-hmm.
Takes no responsibility, is in my space, and I don't see progress being made to change that. And I can't be in both realities at once.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just can't.
Right.
So how do I deal with it? I try to spend a lot of time in my own energy,
mm-hmm.
Even though I hate being alone this much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's not good for me to do that.
Right.
Because it's...
not good for you to be in the other stuff, yeah.
But in order to stay balanced... I need to see what's going on.
Right.
And I'm seeing. I mean, so what's coming from it is I see much more clearly every time I give away my sovereignty. Like every time that I have an interest in what other people think of me,
mm-hmm.
or want their approval,
mm-hmm.
it's getting clearer. Like this little alarm goes off and goes, you know. Heading towards gutter, if I was bowling. And I just, sometimes I can do something about it, and other times I can't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
But I think that a lot of people are having that experience. It's like going from something that's evolutionary to something that is astonishingly low frequency.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when you walk into the low frequency, you go, am I really in the low? Is this as low as this? Is this really how low this is? And it is.
It is.
And then you're like, wow, now what do I do to, now
well,
that I've walked into it, what now? Because it feels
well,
very, to my mind, it feels very like cobwebby, grabby, like when you walk through a cobweb and it kind of skeeves out, but it's on you somehow.
Yes, but I you asked, what do I do about it? And
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you what I'm doing. I don't know if that. That's
yeah,
the answer.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the idea.
Is
how do you work with this energy? Yep.
I immediately stop.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get a very accurate read on where I was.
Mm-hmm.
so I can see the frequency that I was in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that helps me understand why I'm having a big reaction, because if it's a huge differential in frequency,
mm-hmm.
it's not like you elegantly skate from one to the other. It's like jarring. So then if it's a big one,
mm-hmm.
then I just take myself aside and go, you know, just like breathe,
mm-hmm.
you know, like just, it's like, so you don't get the bends.
Right, 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 right.
Mm-hmm. So at least acknowledge, otherwise you can go crazy.
Right. Right. I like that, so you don't get the bends. Because that is from you absorbing too much nitrogen coming up too fast. And then it hurts inside. Right?
Although, you know, in this case, it's the opposite, of course. It's
right.
You're just, you know, going from sailing along. It reminds me of, I was in group therapy,
mm-hmm.
God, in the late 70s, and maybe it finished in 80. And I'm still in touch with one person who used to be the translator, because I would say something, everybody would look like, what's he talking about? And she'd go, oh, what he's saying is, and she would explain to everybody. But the group ended when we started walking out and stopping for a cup of coffee. Then we'd walk out and stop for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally we started meeting for a drink before a group. So that was the end of that. But there was a woman who was in the group who was a therapist, actually. And there's just this perfect thing. She had been through a bunch of stuff, but she was running and she had the sense of freedom that she'd never had before,
mm-hmm.
and she tripped.
Okay.
And hurt her knee.
Mm-hmm.
And just that image, you know, like I really felt what it did to her.
Yeah.
That's what you want to avoid here.
Right, right.
It's like we're not sailing along. It's like there might be a moment of peace,
mm-hmm.
but this is a pay attention time.
Yeah, there's stuff going on. Yeah.
And be careful what you pay attention to, because there's a whole bunch of stuff that we're being asked to pay attention to that's all a waste of time.
Well, that's energy sucking.
Yes.
Yeah,
and it's a huge waste of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also because the eclipse wants you to focus on your path.
Right.
Not everybody else's path, your path. So there's a winnowing there, too, where you get to see, is this my path? It's not my path. I probably shouldn't spend time here.
Well, and
but other people might invite you, and you're kind of like, but I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to do this thing over here.
So for me, you know, I see all this stuff about you're supposed to focus on your path,
mm-hmm.
and then I think I'm getting it wrong because I don't see any path.
Well, your path is your home.
Well,
your tribe, your fourth house. You're supposed to be thinking, third house, and you're supposed to be hanging out with your home.
Okay.
Your bird, Rachel.
Right, right. Yeah. But what I was trying to say is that what happens is I hear I'm supposed to focus on my path,
mm-hmm.
and I don't see any path.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've gotten to, which really is not productive, like I just think I'm a loser. Like,
right.
I'm doing it wrong, right?
So,
I understand. But there are two different things that I've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is I am seeing what's not my path.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's...
That's good.
That's important.
Eliminative, yep.
And that has led me to do clearing out.
Right.
Okay? So judge yourself so much on not knowing what to do next,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That may not be an indication of not being on your path.
Right.
But you can look at what no longer feels right to do.
Right. That doesn't feel like I should do that now. I should do something else.
Yeah, now's not a particular time that it's all that useful to blame yourself if you try something and it doesn't work.
Right.
It's much more important. And I had a patient early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people with whom I work are my clients, but this one will forever be my patient. And I'm teasing, in case he's listening. We've worked together for years.
Mm-hmm.
But he all he needed really was, it was a business thing, and all he needed was a couple of examples of how in the past he would go back and berate himself for having made a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And if we went back over it, mm-hmm. and I was witness to everything that went into making the decision,
mm-hmm.
he made a very sound choice.
Mm-hmm.
And he would probably make it again. It's just with hindsight, it turned out that it wasn't it's not a choice he should make again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it was definitely the choice with the information he had.
Right.
It was the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped untangle moving forward.
Yeah.
So I'm trying not to use my history of beating myself up and trying to get rid of it and go, look, I'm doing the best I can here. But I can't see very far ahead, so what do I do? Look around for a flashlight,
mm-hmm.
Which I found, but strangely enough, it had no batteries, and I saw no way of getting batteries into it.
Really?
Well, it was some weird flashlight thing. So I went, okay, that's not going to work.
It's a flashlight without a flash.
Yeah, really. And then the next thing is I'm taking tiny little steps. Like, I'm just going, like, well, I just don't know. So I'll just have each little thing in its own little container and do the best I can with it.
Mm-hmm.
And not be motivated to move forward based on anxiety, because that would be my norm, is to speed up because I want to see how it turns out.
Right, right.
And just not do that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that's the, you know, the other part of it is coping skills are real important right now.
Yes.
And self-nurturing skills, because the world is got that crazy energy. And what's happening is there's this big triangle in fire in the sky, and Mars, the planet of action, is triggering it over and over and over again through the 4th of September. So it's going to get like zoom, you know, it gets like an electric shock, or it gets a bolst of energy. So if you're finding you can't sleep, or you're waking up in the middle of the night, or you're wired beyond words and you're just running like a crazy person, or you're completely exhausted because you feel like all your energy has been drained out of you, all of these are responses to this much Mars, because it wants us, and it's in Leo, it's a fire sign, so it's got this energy. So I was like, best thing I can do is go lay on the beach in the sun and get a little sunburn, you know, because it's like I need to replenish, because I'm running on fumes right now. I can feel it. And it was, you know, and a lot of times what I've been trying to do is take off a day a week. And so I kind of pitched that. And I, you know, there were enough people jumping around. Can I have an appointment? And I was thinking I'd give it up. And I thought, nope, you're keeping that, because that's your self-care. And you need it. You need to replenish. And so for me, it was, you know, committing to not take care of my eclipses in the seventh house. So there's a lot of things out there that I need to be attending to, which I haven't gotten to. You know, a friend of mine's dad died, her mom died, my dad's in the hospital. You know, I got, my sister wrote, is my dad dying? You know, I mean, there's a lot of crap going on, which is all expected. You know, I'm good with it. You know, my dad was in the hospital. I just Facebook post. We love those Facebook posts. It just popped. Dad was in the hospital 2 years ago at this time, and because it is his low energy time, and so he's in the hospital. Went in yesterday. So, and of course, my friend Stacy, whose mom died, whenever her life goes to hell in a handbasket, mine does too. So I'm kind of like, all right, you know, I hope this is not the harbinger of mine going to hell in a handbasket. But I haven't had a chance to talk to her. You know, we've been playing phone tag. And it's understanding that there's this pulse of energy, plus I have regular work, plus I have life, plus I have things I haven't done yet that I, you know, on the list of, you know, you need to do this sooner rather than later. But I also was like, no, I need a day off. And I'm taking it. You know, but don't, you know, put the little stake in the ground. Understanding that, you know, it's a fast-moving energy and it's very out of control, in the sense of it's careening. You know, I think I'm like, you know, that kind of, and then it stops dead. And then you're in the muck, and then it takes off again. It's very crazy. And to your point, it feels like there's something big coming in. Yeah, there is, because all these planets are triggering, and they're big. They're structural changes in the world. And whatever that structural change is, it's going down, you know. So I'm anticipating a good earthquake or something like that, but it could be, you know, any one of a number of things, because the anticipatory energy is there. And the eclipse is rocking and rolling. And the points of it are active for 2.5 years, but they're all getting stimulated in the next 3 weeks, which is very, very rare. That doesn't happen. But Mars is in there. He's going through, and he's going to activate them again. And that's, you know, it's a lot of energy, man. So, and it's very direct energy. It's, you know, it's coming at you with the force of a train.
I mean, the one sound decision I've made is to wear less blush.
And to stay in Hudson.
Well, yeah, that's over. I have to, because I'm going
to go
to
the city.
Yeah. I have to catch the plane.
Oh, right.
And then I'll be in the city. I have to make up a class that I missed when Jean got sick.
Right. You have to bring the bird down, too, right?
No, I'm going to leave her. Our neighbor will.
Your neighbor will do her? Okay.
Yeah. I don't want her in that.
In the house?
Not when I'm gone.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be in Wisconsin for half of my time away.
Yeah, we're away next week because Michael's going home to help his mom move. So he's being a good kid.
And then I'll be, interestingly, this is the time that Gina got sick today, a year ago.
Really? Wow.
It started. And next weekend, one of my oldest friends is having a heart procedure, and then she's going to come and recover in my apartment.
In the city.
Yeah, rather than, because it's right near the hospital, rather than go halfway upstate to her place. It makes more sense. I'm going to stay in the city over Labor Day. Mm-hmm. It just mimics what was going on last Labor Day, which was the whole.
Well, he almost died last Labor Day, right?
Yes. Yes. So here I am again.
Doing it again.
Yeah. So I'm just watching that.
Yeah.
And adding that into where that I'm already traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm reliving everything that happened, mm-hmm. And not bringing, keeping it separate from whatever's going to come with this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't explain it. It's like I have wise, sad wise eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Not an oracle. A wise man. I can't explain it, but it's that's from moving very slowly and like really going back over stuff and not letting, when there's those periods of speed, I'm so relieved that something's moving, but I'm still like really looking at all of it, all the richness of it. What's there to learn here? What's there to learn here? What does this feel like? A whole bunch of stuff has come up. There's stuff that has been incredibly useful for me that has been triggered, that's been, you know, just like so awful, just like the muck you're talking about. But if I, like, what does this feel like? And I will be able to go back. It feels exactly like something I experienced growing up, exactly. And once I have that realization, it completely changes how I experience it in the present.
Right, because you're looking at it in a whole different way.
Yeah, and the huge difference now is that I'm an adult and I can pick myself up and leave any situation.
You have the sovereignty to go.
Yes.
I shared that comment you made with me, with someone, and it was very helpful.
Good.
That we do have when we're in a situation where perhaps we're being picked on or it's difficult, don't want to. We have the sovereignty to pick ourselves up and leave and say, you know, I don't think I'm going to stay here. I think I'm going to go now.
Yep.
And that's important to remember. We do have that sovereignty to change the our approach to it on a different level.
Yeah, we can leave and
yeah.
go, I'm sorry, this is not meeting with my boundaries.
Right.
I'm happy to work this through, but not on your terms. It has to be our terms.
Yeah. And on that note, the British lady says we're cooked.
Okay.
So we're off for this week. Are we off next week, too? Or are we back?
We're off next week.
We're off next week, which is the 30th or whatever.
Correct.
Are we back after Labor Day?
No.
Okay, cool. You have your friend staying at your house.
No. I can do Wednesday. I can't do Thursday because that's when I'm at Ackerman making up that class.
Okay, cool. So we can maybe do Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll see how you're feeling.
But I'll be fine.
You'll be fine? Okay.
Yeah, I think – I'll be in touch with you about – because I just want to check my calendar. I just put somebody in for Wednesday, and I don't know if it was early in the morning. But
yeah.
We could plan at like 9 on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's 9 on 9-6. That would be –
correct.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
And I'll check it in and just text you.
All right.
I'll do that right now.
All right. Big
Take
hug.
Care, Annie.
Have a great time.
Bye.
Bye.